Richard Arnold, what is the latest from San Bernardino?
Guess we humans haven't moved on much in 400 years, have we? How's this for stunning? While they are still removing bodies from the site of the gun massacre, because there were booby traps and unexploded devices at the scene, and so that really slowed them down with all this. The US Senate has just voted late today against barring gun sales to suspected terrorists. Yeah, you don't want to stop people on the FBI terror watch list from buying assault weapons or truckloads of ammo, because that would be un-American. That is literally what Texas Senator John Cornyn says. It would be un-American, un-American to deprive wannabe terrorists of their constitutional rights to set up their own militias. Every conservative Republican senator running for president also has voted against cutting off gun sales to terrorists. This includes Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Lindsey Graham. One only Republican senator, one single person split with the Republican pro-terrorist majority, can we call them that, to support the ban on gun sales to those on the FBI watch list. These are people who aren't allowed on aircraft because they're on the watch list, but they can buy as many guns as they want. The one only Republican dissenter to that party line was Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois. He said this.
It's not bad enough that we haven't passed any legislation to try to address these epidemic rates of gun violence. But in this Congress, we're not even trying. We're not even making an attempt. That's offensive.
This as we find that the San Bernardino killers amassed a shocking amount of bombs and bullets. Police found in their car and home 7,000 rounds of ammunition for their assault rifles, weapons that California had banned, but other states not, so they were able to get them in anyway. They also had a dozen pipe bombs they built in their home, a few more at the massacre site, all designed, it seemed, according to Al-Qaeda's online guide, How to Make Bombs. Police are thinking if they hadn't had a tip-off to these two, if they hadn't happened to encounter them in their car, which led to the shootout and them being killed, they might have been ready for a second round of attacks. Their rental car, and this was a rental vehicle, was crammed full of weapons, says the police chief, Jared Burguan.
We don't know. Clearly they were equipped and they could have continued to do another attack. We intercepted them before that happened, obviously.
If they weren't planning more, why did they stay in the area? They were clearly on a mission, says the FBI, which now is going over their phone and computer records amid reports they were in contact with jihadists being monitored by the FBI. But of course, they could buy any guns they wanted.